I do not know the whole song, nor do I know the whole prayer. And I'm sorry I didn't take the time to look it up, but everyone else can. So I'm going to sing what I know and of the Saint Francis prayer, the classic one. And we'll take parts of it into meditation, contemplation, and meditation. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hate, let me sow love. Where there is injury, let me bring pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. And where there's despair, let me bring hope. Where there is fear, let me bring trust. For it is in giving that we receive, and it is in dying that we know life. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hate, let me sow love. Where there is injury, let me bring pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. And where there's despair, let me bring hope. Where there is fear, let me bring trust. For it is in giving that we receive, and it is in dying that we know life. So, as we said, we first contemplate being an instrument of peace. And we're not cogitating. For instance, we might feel the peace right now within and all around. And nothing we did created that. It was already there. It's always already there, inside and all around. So, how to be an instrument of that? How to be a conduit, a vessel for that innate and already present peace? And we experience how easily that naturally undulates and becomes meditation. A peaceful state, wide, expansive, and instrumental. It's going out into the world. And where there is hate, let me sow love, so as in to sow seeds. Sometimes it's saying, let me bring love. Both imply that the love is within, and we naturally bring it. We naturally have it to convey. Have it to seed that we are this. So again, we sit. Where there is hate, let me bring love, let me sow love. And equally, even SO, let me love so fully that it changes the chemistry of hate and aggression. And where there is injury, let me bring pardon. What we would have needed to find that capacity within ourselves, pardon ourselves, be kind and loving kindness with ourselves, patient and so forth, so that then when there is injury, well, what is the source of injury? The source of injury is anything from impatience, jealousy, covetousness, avarice, greed, to, again, aggression, violence, hatred. By seeing these things within ourselves, and we bring pardon to ourselves, loving kindness to ourselves, mercy, forgiveness. And we can bring it out with others. And if it's easier first to do it with others, so that we can find that strength to do it with ourselves, loving kindness, patience, and so forth, then we do. So we contemplate it. Where there is doubt, let me bring faith. And we can focus on doubting oneself, another human being doubting oneself, or doubting that goodness is possible, that creative solutions are possible, and so forth. And so we breathe a stronghold of faith in the goodness, let's say, of humanity and the creative solutions that are happening and already out there, and we are possible, we are capable of, or, you know, whatever one wants to contemplate that. But that we can bring that can be that citadel of faith. Faith in the good, faith in moving forward, faith in another human being's capacity. Let us remind one another of our intrinsic goodness and sanity. It is in giving that we receive. We contemplate that universal truth of goodness and law of reciprocity, mutual benefit, mutuality. We meditate on that truth of connectedness, interbeing. It is in giving that we receive. We take a long, slow, deep breath with all beings. Love you all. Create your day. Be an instrument. Let it flow through you. Love you.